Jacobs Coaching, the place to be for anybody who's looking to take their career, their sales, their skills, and their life to a whole new level.
Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of James Williams Coaching. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are, whether you're on the road, whether you are at home, whether you're in the office, whether you are anywhere. I appreciate you tuning in. Please don't forget, if you get a chance, it's always appreciated, be very much appreciated if you get a chance to review this podcast, write a little review, rate this podcast, whatever you think. You think it's 5 stars, give it 5. You think it's 1, don't rate it. No, I'm joking. Just definitely, if you get a chance, if you're a listener, I'd appreciate that. And of course, I'll keep bringing you more episodes, which are hopefully helping you in your journey through sales and life. Today's episode, we're asking the question, are you the reason it's not selling? Across the country, more and more I am encountering this problem. I'm going to start by, and the problem is what I'm about to get to. I'm going to start by saying, or reminding us of the 3 main factors that affect the sale of something. No matter what you're selling, there are 3 main areas, 3 key elements that have a positive or negative effect on the sale of anything. And these things are price, presentation, and promotion. Price, how you're pricing something, what pricing strategy you're using, and where you're pricing that, whether it's overpriced, underpriced, priced fairly, whatever it is. The presentation of what it is that you're selling. How well are you presenting it? Are people going to fall in love with it, or are people going to pick it apart? Are people going to, you know, go on their emotional journey and pay you an emotional price, or have you not presented it well? And are they going to be making mathematical decisions and logical decisions and hearing their own thoughts or whatever it is? Anyway, the presentation. And then the promotion, you know, how well are you marketing it? Where are you marketing it? Are you attracting the maximum amount of buyers? And are you attracting or finding the right buyer who's going to pay you the highest possible price or is interested in what you're selling? So they're the 3 key factors: price, presentation, and promotion. You get these 3 things right, no matter what marketplace you're in, something will sell. Well, almost. There is a 4th thing that can stand in the way or have a positive or negative effect on the sale, and that's the person selling it. That's the agent in the real estate industry. And across the country, I'm seeing this happen more and more and more, and I've seen it in lots of different marketplaces, but usually when the marketplace tightens up and the gap between, when I say tightens up, it's actually, well, the gap between buyers and sellers increases, and you know, vendors' expectations aren't where buyers are prepared to offer, and et cetera, you hopefully know what I'm talking about. What's happening across the country at the moment is that agents are standing in the way. Agents quite often are the reason why a property isn't selling. Now, there are other factors involved in this, but the agent needs to take on responsibility. And what I'm seeing time and time again is agents not communicating effectively with their vendors, and in turn, hurting the sales process and costing their vendors money. Now, there are multiple reasons for this, and just to name a few of them. One is agents are trying to protect their vendors from the bad news, for whatever reason it might be. Maybe that they won the listing and the vendors have chosen them, and they've developed the, or they think they're building this friendship, and they just want to be bringing the vendor good news, and they don't want to have the hard conversations, and they're wanting to be best friends with the vendors. I'll say this time and time again, your vendors don't need a best friend. They need the best price. And in the current market, to get that, you can't be their best friend. Or you at least need to set up a relationship where you're having honest, very direct conversations. So there's one reason. You know, agents aren't having the conversations that they need to with the vendors for whatever reason. They're delaying it. They're delaying having these tough conversations because the agents don't want to do it for whatever reason it is. Now, there's something that most people would know if they've been in real estate for any amount of time, really, is that the longer that you're on the market, you know, 99 times out of 10, the chances of you getting that higher price or the highest price starts decreasing. And that's because the longer you're on the market, the competition starts to drop away. You start to get less inquiries on the home. You get less numbers through open inspections, and it's competition which creates urgency. It's competition which creates leverage and negotiation. It's competition which is what makes somebody not pay what they think they can get the property for, but pay what they think they need to be able to pay to beat the other buyers. This is how we get the highest price of something. And when we lose competition, we lose that power in our negotiation. So the longer we're on the market, the less chance we've got of getting a higher price. So delaying having these critical conversations is hurting our vendors. We think we're saving them from pain, but we're not. We're delaying it and we're making it worse. The other thing that I'm hearing a lot is agents holding on to the belief that a property must be worth something. And I hear it all the time. Hell, I've been there as an agent. I've thought this. Oh, it's got to be worth this. It's such a nice house, and we get emotionally connected to the home. Or we're hanging on to past sales or past results or market statistics. Oh, it sold for this much only this long ago, and they've done this much work. It has to be worth this. Or there's a sale down the road. Like, there's no way this could go for less. There's no way they could accept anything less than this. Trust me, unless you're prepared to buy it at that price, don't say that. It doesn't have to be worth anything. It doesn't have to be worth anything. What it is worth, it's worth what somebody is prepared to pay in the current marketplace. It's worth what somebody is prepared to pay in the current marketplace in combination with an agent's sales strategy, the environment that they're able to create. If they can create that compression selling environment and get multiple buyers emotionally connected in competition, you can drive that price up. And in combination with your negotiation skills, that's what a property is worth. It is not worth what you think it has to be worth or what the vendors want. It's just not. And the quicker we realize that as agents, and the better we get at communicating that effectively and educating vendors, then the better. This is the problem. What is the solution? The solution is to manage your vendors' expectations before you go to the market. Run a go-live meeting, a meeting before you go to the market where you manage the expectations of what will or what may or may not happen throughout the process. You talk about the different types of buyer feedback. You talk about the certain timelines of when you should be expecting to receive certain levels of interest and offers and what may need to happen if this doesn't happen. There are so many different things that we go through in this meeting, but this meeting is critical and can reduce days on market significantly just from the implementation of this. We need to communicate with our vendors more frequently, every day, in my opinion. I'm not going to go into the reasons why right now, but one in relevance to what we're talking about is that a campaign that's gone for 21 days where you've spoken to your vendor twice a week, well, that's 6 points of contact over those 3 weeks. That's not very long in a vendor's mind. It doesn't feel like a long time. When you've spoken to them every day or at least 6 days a week, giving you the Sunday off, let's say you've spoken to them 6 days a week, that's 18 points of contact. All of a sudden, those 3 weeks feel like a very long time. And in those 3 weeks, you've also hopefully been doing something else. And this is the next thing, the third thing, which is shift the pain. You've got to be shifting the pain. You have to be passing on, well, first of all, collecting as much information as you can from the marketplace. Good, bad, or ugly, most of the time in these circumstances, if the property is not selling, it's overpriced, you need to be getting that lower price feedback from the marketplace, extracting lower offers, getting as much feedback and collecting as much evidence as you can for you to be able to present to the vendor. So it's undisputable that the property is where it is. You're not telling them the property is overpriced, the market is. And then have the right strategies in regards to your communication, having the right dialogues and the right winning words. So when it comes time to having these critical conversations around price, you're not saying silly things like, I need you to reduce the price. You've got the right strategies and you've got the right dialogues in place, and you're not talking to them about dropping their acceptance price. You're talking about changing the strategy to still be able to achieve them a great result. There are so many different things that we need to be doing. What we don't want to be doing is we don't want to be the reason why a property isn't selling. And I am seeing it all the time. And I don't think agents are doing it intentionally. I think quite a lot of the time they feel like they've got their vendor's best interests at heart. And maybe they do. But the marketplace has changed, and what we need to do to get properties sold for the highest possible price has changed too. So I hope that this resonates. I hope that it's helpful for you out there in the marketplace. I know it's something that I experienced when I was selling. It's something that I had to grow through. You know, this is back in the GFC. I remember the difficulty in having these tough conversations and the feelings of avoidance around having them, but realizing that, hey, you know, we need to have these tough conversations to be able to get good outcomes for our vendors. And that's our job. That's what they're paying us to do. It's not our job to get a vendor their dream price. I wish that it could be, but it's just not realistic. Our job is to get a vendor the highest possible price in the current marketplace. And to do that, quite often we are needing very, very quick price adjustments. We're needing to have tough conversations, and we're needing to change the strategies to be able to get the vendors a great result. And the time to do that, we don't have a long time to do that. You know, it's somewhere between 7 to 21 days, I think, before that competition starts to drop away, depending on your marketplace. Anyway, I hope that was helpful for you. If you want to get all the specific training that you need, from the go live meeting to the price adjustment conversations, the scripts, the dialogues, everything that you need in regards to these areas and all areas of real estate, please visit jameswilliams.coach. It's all there for you. Come and join some of the best agents across the country and get the training that you need to succeed. And of course, I'll speak to you again very soon for another episode of James Williams Coaching.